Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? How's it going? I'm Mike Reinhardt, your host, and here is the first episode of the Creative Insights Podcast, where I do my best to share actionable tips on how to make your brand more effective and grow your business. It's my mission to help you reach your goals and live your dreams. Today, we're going to talk about branding and marketing. I recently had somebody asking me, are branding and marketing the same thing? I really like talking about this topic, and I think it's also very important nowadays in this noisy market where everybody is just pushing content, shouting out any kind of message they want. So it's very important for your brand to stand out and attract the right people. I want to provide you with as much value as I can on how to optimize your own brand. And you will also hear marketing genius Seth Godin's take on the first simple rule of branding and marketing anything. So stay tuned, stick around. We got all of that coming right up. So here is the big question. How are creative entrepreneurs like us, who live in an ever-changing world, who need to keep up with all the latest trends and developments, how do we keep enjoying what we do to thrive and inspire others? That's the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Mike Reinhardt, and this is the Creative Insights Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me in this first episode. This is a solo episode, but we will have amazing guests on here soon. For this show, we are going to talk about branding and marketing. What is branding and marketing, and are they even the same thing? What I've noticed from years of experience in marketing, that you probably think branding involves like logos, color schemes, web design, maybe what your logo should be, what color should represent your business, brand mentions, links, popularity on social. You want to be as visible as possible because that promotes your brand. You think about ads and, yeah, just promoting your business. Well, if you answered any of these items, you're probably looking at branding the wrong way. The items I mentioned are all marketing tools and strategies. They only scratch the surface of branding. I'm really passionate about building a brand and sharing your message with the world. I always had a creative mind, and long before the internet, I remember myself drawing, painting, and eventually became a graffiti artist, sharing my message with the world. I studied marketing communication and designed logos, invitations, and ads for companies. When the internet came out, I immediately saw the opportunity to reach so much more people and start creating content for the web all the way back in 1997. Well, now we are in 2019. 2 decades later, the web has changed a lot over the years, and I've developed my skills from webmaster, web designer, to developer. I believe we are living now in the golden ages of the web, and as a creator on the web, we are able to reach billions of users with just a mobile phone. We have an unlimited reach. Well, the web has grown a lot, but when it comes to branding, I think the message is still the same. Branding is simply who you are. And also the future of branding is not about companies or logos. It's about individual people, your personal reputation, your purpose, and the promise you make. Your brand is what people say when you're not in the room. It's a quote by Jeff Bezos from Amazon. So the most important thing when it comes to branding is to build your reputation. It can take years to build your reputation, but it can be destroyed in minutes. Seth Godin has this simple first rule for branding and marketing anything, even yourself. He says, keep your promises. Well, it's not a secret, but often overlooked. If you say you will show up every day at 8 a.m., just do so. Every day. If you say your service is excellent, make it so. If circumstances or priorities changed, well then, invest to change them back or just tell the truth and mean it. And if you want to build a bigger brand, make bigger promises and keep them. That's a really simple first rule of branding and marketing anything. So it's very important that we build our reputation and make people trust us in order to do business with us. So I hear you saying that, okay, that's simple, but how can I stand out in such a crowded market, so much noise? To stand out in such a crowded market, you will need to figure out your brand DNA, finding your uniqueness. So you have to answer who you are and who you're serving. So you need to ask yourself, why are you doing what you do? Why do you get out of bed in the morning? Well, Simon Sinek talks a lot about this. He talks about your why. And he says, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it and how you make them feel. What problem do you solve and why should they choose you to solve it? So I really think it's important for you that you start with finding out your why. If I think back on why I'm doing what I'm doing, for example, building websites, I remember as a kid and graffiti artist that in my work, I always enjoyed to tell a story and to tell a story of other people. I really believe that everyone has a story to tell. And your story has the power, ability to change somebody else's life. It can be to grow your business. It can be to save a marriage. It can be anything. As long as you tell your story, I think that's also the purpose of your life. So my mission is really to help creative entrepreneurs to share their message and inspire others. That's what makes me happy. And I think it's also very important to do the things that actually makes you happy. So branding is who you are, what you're passionate about, your mission, and what you're perceived an expert on. Now, what is marketing? Marketing is all about the eyes. The goal of marketing is kind of like dating. When you go out on a date, you don't ask to get married on your first date, right? You first want people to like you, create valuable content, communicating the right message. You want to provide as much value as you can before extracting value. One person you should definitely follow is Seth Godin. He is a marketing genius and has written many great books, bestsellers, and I've bought many of them. Also, I'm reading his blog. I really like one of his latest posts talking about what is marketing. He writes, if you need to persuade somebody to take action, you're doing marketing. If you're looking for a promotion, you're marketing. If you're writing copy on your website, taking a selfie for your social media profile, or trying to talk your way out of a speeding ticket, you're marketing. Marketing goes way beyond advertising, email pitches, or the way you do pricing. In fact, most of our time, marketing has nothing at all to do with money. We're surrounded by people who like a piece of our attention, a bit of trust, and some of our action. Those people are marketing to us, and it helps to know what they're doing right and wrong. If somebody says, I don't do marketing, they probably mean, I don't spend money on ads. Those are very different things. Our culture is driven more than ever by marketeers. The links we click on, the shows we watch, the people we vote for, they're all marketing artifacts. Seth Godin says, as soon as we take responsibility for the marketing we do and the marketing that's done to us, we have a better chance to make things better by making better things. So what will be the trends for branding and marketing in 2019? Well, this year there is going to be more and more competition and it's going to be very, very noisy because I don't know about you, but so many people are pushing content to the web. It's either blog posts, videos, podcasts. Well, it's also so easy now to just pick up your phone and start a live stream from Facebook or Instagram. So you really want to focus on being different. Being different is better than being better. Marketing trends for 2019 also means that perfect is over. We don't want to come over as with a perfect sales page because people see right through it. You want to either go super simple, have a really clear page, web page on who you are and what you do, or create something super creative. So in order for people to remember you. Also, you want to go super narrow on who your audience is and directly speaking to your audience. Another big trend you'll be seeing is storytelling, which we also saw last year. Storytelling triggers something in your brain that people will remember you better. People remember stories. It goes way back over hundreds of years. Also, video and LinkedIn will be definitely big this year. Instagram, blogging, and also podcasts. So that's also one of the reasons I started this podcast. I've been planning a podcast for years. I followed Pat Flynn and Gary Vee, listened to so many podcasts, and I was thinking one day I'm going to start my own podcast. Well, this year is also really big for podcasts, and they will become more popular than blogs. Also, Seth Godin said, podcasting is the new blogging. It's a way to share your ideas, to lead your community, and to earn trust. Now, podcasting is already a proven technology, and it's still in its infancy. It's an open mic and a chance for people with something to say to attract people who like to hear your thoughts and tips. And podcasting is a generous act of showing up, earning trust and authority, because you care enough to raise your hand and to speak up. Well, I hope you enjoyed the first show of the podcast. In the next show, I'll be talking with an innovative entrepreneur, public speaker, and even a software developer. She is the creator of an inspiring podcast, and we will be talking about how to take your website to the next level in 2019. If you haven't subscribed to the show yet, please take out your phone right now and subscribe to the Creative Insights podcast so you don't have to miss another show. Once again, my name is Mike Reinhardt, and I'm here to help you become more effective online, grow your brand, grow your business, and you can follow me everywhere online as Mike Reinhardt on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and my website mikereinhardt.com. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode.